Erev Shabbos, Parshas Kisavei Tavshin Samach Vav. Starting from Rosh Hashanah, throughout Yom Kippur, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we insert four bakashas, four requests in the Shemana Esrei. Zachreinu L'chaim, Mi'chameicha, Chasev L'chaim Tavim, and B'sefer Chaim. Is the Rishayim already asked the question, how could you insert bakashas, how could you insert requests and asking for things in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei? The first three brachas are set aside to give praise to Hashem. The middle ones are made for requests, and that's where it should have been inserted. How could we say these requests, how could we add it in to the Shemoneh Esrei?
Typo?
No, they give various terutz and have different answers. The most...
You're talking about the first two insertions.
Yes, in the first two. Zachreinu L'chaim, Amela, and Micha Meicha. As they give different answers, the most common answer given by the Rishayim and Rishayim is that you can't ask a personal request. An individual cannot ask a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the first three brachas. But since here we're asking for the klal, we're asking for all the Jewish people, therefore, it's permissible to insert it in the first three brachas.
All the bakashas are plural.
That's the idea. That's the idea. And really, it makes actually a nafkamina, which means that really one has to have in mind not himself personally, but as I might everyone. We say Zachreinu L'chaim, it's all of us remember for life.
Is that the same reason why we say bakashot
on Shabbos, even when it's for the rabbi? Yeah. So that's the difference. But another problem is, with this insertion, is where they were inserted. In other words, if you look at Uchsev L'chaim Tevim, where is it put? Uchsev L'chaim Tevim Kol B'nei B'risecha. Inscribe for a good life all of the people of your covenant. So that goes right before V'chol L'chaim Yidu Chasela. We're talking about life. It makes sense to put it in somewhere that talks about life. The second one, we say, Micha Meicha Av Harachamim, who is like you, the Avarachamim, Zeche Yitzur of L'chaim Barachamim. You should remember us for life. Where is it put? It's put in the Brach of Mechayim Esim. It's put in the Brach of life. But the first one is Zachreinu L'chaim Melechov Yitzvachayim. Remember us for life, the one who wants life, and inscribe us in the Book of Life, L'man Chalikim Chaim. What does that have to do with the Brach of Abbas? That question needs to be answered. What does it have to do with the Brach of Abbas? What does it have to do with the first Brach of Shemoneh Esrei, which talks about like Avraham, like Yitzvach, like Yaakov? What does it have to do with anything about life that we put that in? So in order to understand that idea, why Zachreinu L'chaim gets put into the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, even though we explained the Rishayim was saying why it's allowed to be there, but what is it doing there? It seems like to be the wrong place to be put. In order to answer that, we have to understand there's a line in the tefillah of Yom Kippur, which when we say it, we really don't know what it means. Yeah. And in order to understand what it means, we have to see two psukim in this week's parsha. Before, every time we say the vidui in Yom Kippur, is it seven times or maybe more? Before that, we have a sort of as a introductory remarks to the vidui. We say, "Lokeinu lokeavaseinu, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu." Hashem, you should forgive us, you should atone us, you should pardon us. Why? Ki anu amecha. Right. Ki anu amecha va'ata likenu. Because we are your nation and you are our God. Anu banecha, we are your children. V'yata avinu, and you're our father. Anu avadecha, we're your servants. V'yata adoneinu, you're our master. Anu kohalecha, we are... Yeah, it all makes sense, right?
It's understandable.
Everything's understandable. Okay, then there's one line that's not so understandable. Okay? Anu ma'amirecha, v'ata ma'amirenu. Okay? What does it mean?
Just go with the floor.
Right. That's sort of at the end. It's okay. It all makes sense till you get to the other day. Anu ma'amirecha, v'ata ma'amirenu. We know what that means? Yeah. So, Baruch Hashem, we came to Parshas Ki Savai. In the Parshas Ki Savai, we have two psukim that say these words. And we don't know what it means over there either, but at least we could try to see what the Mefarshim say in these words. And this is Perek Chavav, Pasik, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. Perchavav, right after Shlishi. Perchavav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. Okay. The Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. It's just very difficult to translate. Just translate the words. Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. What is the word ha'amarta? What's the root word of ha'amarta?
Omar?
Huh? Omar? That's what I would have said. Omar, that has the word Omar. So, Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. Hashem, you said today. Liyais l'chol l'kim. So it's Hashem, you said today to be a God for you. V'lalach etz b'drachav, to go in His ways. V'shbuchukum etz ways, to keep all His mitzvahs. And then pasuk yud ches. V'Hashem ha'amircha hayoyim. Hashem has said today. Liyais l'chol l'am segula. So what is the meaning of these two psukim? If you understand the meaning of these two psukim and the words in these two psukim, then we could have an understanding of what we say in the Yom Kippur davening. So the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, I don't know if you have it in your Chumashim, Rashbam says, yeah, indeed, it's from the word Omar, from the word said. But Es Hashem ha'amarta hayoim, that you caused Hashem to say, this day, when you accepted when you accepted to keep His mitzvahs, and as the day when you accepted the Torah, you caused Hashem to say that you will be My people, and no one else will be My people. You will be Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. VaHashem ha'amircha hayem, and Hashem has caused you to say that day when you said Na'aseh v'nishma. How did He cause you to say it? Based on all the nisim that He performed in Mitzrayim, we then, when it came time for Matan Torah, we were ready to say Naaseh v'nishma. Hashem caused us to say. So that's the second pasuk. Hashem ha'amircha hayom. Hashem has caused you to say. Has caused Bnei Yisrael to say Naaseh v'nishma. And because of that, we then cause Hashem to say that you will be the chosen nation above any other nation. That's how we understand this pasuk. That's how the Rashbam learns, and other Chizkuni learns that way as well. Ramban learns differently. Ramban learns that Amarta doesn't mean saying, doesn't mean Amira. What does it mean? Says the Ramban, Kivan shekibaltam aleichem kol ha-Torah. Since you accepted all the Torah, again, he's going with the same idea that what's today mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Bnei Yisrael and says, today meaning the day when you accepted the Torah, you accepted all of Hashem's mitzvahs. Since you accepted all of the Torah, bepirusheha, uvetutukeha, uvechidusheha, so hine gidaltem Hashem, v'reimamtem oisai, shiyahu levadu lachem lalakim, leisaydu bekel achar klal. The word of amarta doesn't mean say, but the word amarta means to uplift, to exalt. As we put Hashem up. As Hashem ha'amarta hayom, today, when you accepted Torah, you distinguished and you exalted Hashem above any other God. You said, it's only Hashem that's going to be our God, we'll only listen to Him and no one else. And that's for Hashem ha'amircha hayom, and then Hashem has exalted you and has made you a special nation, a privileged nation, because of that as well. The Baalei Tosfos, of exalted. He said, it's gidaltem v'remamtem. Okay, where do you have that, the word amira to mean gidaltem v'remamtem? Yeah, the word amir means to lift up. Does it mean to exalt, to make special? So the Baalei Tosfos say, lashon amir v'anaf, like a branch that sticks up high in the sky. Shehu lashon gavus. It's a lashon of pride or exaltedness. V'kan it says, Es Hashem ha'amarta means higbata es al kol aliyim. You lifted up Hashem, means you placed Hashem above all other powers, and that only Hashem we would listen to. and then Hashem has lifted you above all other nations. Okay? He says, Veshamati, I heard that in Targum Yerushalmi it says, As Hashem Ha'amarta, Himlachta. That Ha'amarta is synonymous with the word Himlachta. You have made him into a melech. Why? Because when you exalt him up, one of the reasons, one of the 10 reasons that are brought from the Rishonim, why we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, is because when you inaugurate a new king, you blow trumpets. So when on Rosh Hashanah we're again reinstating Kaviyochel Hashem into being our king, into the king of the world, so we blow the Shofar for that reason. So as Hashem ha'amarta hayay means Hashem, you have made into a king today. Because in Lashon Aravi, you call a melech an amir.
Yes.
Yeah?
El Amir.
So in Arabic, a king is Amir. So the Torah here is using a Aramaic word, or an Arabic word rather. And that's what it means. That's Hashem ha'amarta yemte. You have made Hashem into a king. You have exalted him and you have made him into a king. And therefore Hashem has exalted us and made us into a special nation. Okay? So we have two. Either means we have said, we have caused Hashem to make us to say that we are a special nation because we have said we accept Hashem. Or it means that we have made Hashem exalted, we have lifted him up, Kaviyachal, and made him a king over all other kings, all over powers, and so too Hashem is reciprocated to us as well. Das the Kenim gives another pshat. Davar Acher says, Ha'amarta, Lashon Temura, V'chilof. How does he see that? But it means that he was switched. B'shvil Hashem echlafta kol elohus uvacharta b'gadosh baruch hu. You switched, you replaced all other gods, replaced at a time when they were in Avodah Zarah, the world was in Avodah Zarah, you replaced all other gods and you only chose Hashem. So it means echlafta, you switched him for all other gods, and so too Hashem has switched you for all other nations. Uvachar b'chol yis lo la'am segula, we will be the special nation of Hashem. That was also the Das HaKeinim. Okay, so far we have how many? We have the Rashbam's Prat. We have the Ramban's. We have the Das HaKeinim, Bali Tosvis, two of his Pshatim. Now we see Rashi. You have Rashi on the page there? Yeah, look at Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin. It's Hashem Ha'amarta and Ha'amircha. So he puts both words. It means the words from both Pesukim, he says. Ein lohem eid moichiach b'mikra. It has no other word like it to tell me what it means. V'li nire, so Rashi says, I looked through all of Tanakh, didn't find another word that sounds like this, or that would mean something that we would know from this word. So said Rashi, I have to give my own pshat. V'li nira, so it seems to me it's through lashon hafrasha v'havdala. It's a lashon of separation and distinguishing. It means you have distinguished Hashem. Hivdalta l'chom le'ayinecha. You have separated Hashem from all other gods. Li'as l'chol elikim, to be a god for you. V'hu hifrishcha, therefore he has separated you. He distinguished you. Me'am ha'ores li'as lo'y lam segula. And I found a little proof to this, and I found some word which is similar. And it means to glorify Hashem. And all those who do Averis boast about it, and they glorify about their evil ways. But that's Yis'amru. So the word Omar, Yis'amar, that doesn't only mean Omar, from saying. It doesn't only mean Amir from a king, but it also means to glorify, to boast. So Tiferes, we have again brought Hashem up, which is similar to the Ramban's Pshat. So here's another Pshat. Interesting, Rashi says, I haven't found something similar, but Rashi says, me as you have separated and distinguished Hashem. And we still haven't even seen the Pshat that the Gemara says. The Gemara in two places, one in Brachis, Davav Amad Aleph, and in Chagiga, I believe it's Gimel Amad Aleph, explains the following in the this pasuk. Es Hashem ha'amarta hayayim v'Hashem ha'amircha hayayim. Says the Gemara, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem chatavtem oisi chativa achas ba'olam, because you said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'ani e'ese eschem chativa achas ba'olam, and I'm going to make you a chativa achas in this world, like it says, v'mi ka'amecha Yisrael goy achad ba'oretz. And then again, Hashem, we chose Hashem, Hashem chose us. What does the word chativa mean? Chativa, a word like that. A unit. Okay.
The army.
Okay. So Marsha explains, we have next week's parsha. Atem nisavim ayem kolchem, you're all standing here. Roshechem shivtechem, all the people are standing here. Tapchem nesheichem, the wives. V'gercha asher b'kerv machanecha. Mechotev eitzecha ad sheev memecha. What is chotev eitzecha? The wood choppers. So chotev means to chop wood. What happens when you chop something? When you chop a piece of wood, it means you separate two different parts. So chativ achas b'olam hazeh means you separated me. It means you made me into a distinguished part. That's what Hashem is saying. And therefore I separated you from all other nations and made you a distinguished part. So this is a reciprocal relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, expressed here in these psukim. As the Shalah writes, in this parasha, the Shalah writes, who could not read these psukim and not be inspired and encouraged by these words of Moshe Rabbeinu, saying that you distinguished Hashem, you made Hashem into a king, you exalted Hashem, you caused Hashem to say that you will be a nation, and then Hashem has chosen you as a nation. And it says, distinguish you as a nation. It says, it sort of carved you out to be a special nation. These are the words that Hashem had. Marta hayeh, Hashem ha'emircha hayeh. So this is really what we're saying when we say, Anu amecha, we're your nation, v'ata elokeinu. Anu bonecha, we're your children, v'ata avinu, you're our father. And Anu ma'amireinu, v'ata ma'amirecha. Now we know what it means. Anu ma'amireinu, v'ata ma'amirecha. That we are your chosen nation. We are the ones who were distinguished by you. We're the ones who were cut aside and carved out for you. We were the ones who you were made exalted above all nations because you are the ones that we exalted. We made you the Melech over everybody else. There's no one else but you as the Melech. We only do things as you say. We only do things for you. That's the translation of these psukim over here. Hashem ha'amarta hayem. Vashem he'emir chaye. Now we have to get back to see how it still fits in Zachreinu l'chaim into the first bracha. So if we look here, you can take. Another one in the shop, the Shari Tshuva. Look at Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Shalishi. Kuf Mem Gimel. Shar Shalishi is Kuf Mem Gimel. Page Kuf Bet in these thinner ones. So here Rabbeinu Yonah is discussing Chomer Averis Hasha'ein Lo Hiseim Chelek Leilam Abba. He's talking about certain Averis that one who does these things does not have a portion in Olam Abba. Pretty serious. And we'll see what he talks about is really a double-edged. It's a double-edged sword in terms of if one doesn't live up to this, he can lose his Olam Haba. And one does live up to this, and what he calls seemingly something easy, his schus is very great. So he starts off saying, Hayitzurim kulam nivru ulachved Hashem Yisbarach. Everyone in creation was created only for Hashem's honor. To bring Hashem honor, to give Hashem honor, that's why Hashem created everybody. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk very clearly, Kol anikra bishmi, anything that is called in my name, v'lechvaydi, and in my honor, Barasiv has been created. Yitzartiv Afasisiv. I made it, I created it, I fashioned it. It means I fashioned and I made and created everything just to give honor to my name. That's what Hashem says. Okay, noidem and aseichel. Therefore, it's understood logically. Kamachalol Hashem. Someone who desecrates Hashem's name, he makes Hashem's name lower than it should be. In other words, does not honor Hashem's name. Ubayze devaray of the tikvase has lost all hope. Has lost hope for olam haba. Kiloi ravloi, because it's not enough for him. Ashaloi yokim mashe nidrishimenu, that he hasn't done what is expected of him and is demanded of him. Meikari yitzirosei, which is what lechabed es Hashem lekadshe. The purpose is to be mechabed Hashem and lekadosh Hashem, honor Hashem and to sanctify Hashem's name. Not only that, but he has done the opposite and he's made a chilul Hashem. So certainly, such a person is cut off from olam haba. Okay. Now jump ahead to Kuf Mem Ches. Jump ahead to Ois Kuf Mem Ches. He's continuing along the same lines. This idea.
Sorry, which one?
Kuf Mem Ches. It's a good way of remembering Kemach. So you see a couple of lines in. He says Ki Adavar Yadua. Yeah. Ki Adav Yadua. It is certainly known. Ki Midarki Kiddush Hashem Yisborach. We're talking about the purpose of the world was to bring Kiddush Hashem in the world. So the ways of Kiddush Hashem is Lahidia, to let know B'chol Mivtei Svasayim, with every movement of the lips. U'V'chol Asher Yirmezun Einayin, and with any raising of the eyes. U'V'chol Hanhago U'Poyel Yadayim, and any movement of the hands, and any use of the hands. Ki Yisayid L'Nefesh Ha'Adam, because this is the basis for a person, Utsvi Edyay, and his greatness, V'Hatayv, and his, what makes him good, V'Ho'ikr V'Hate'elas V'Yaka Shaboy. Everything that's beneficial and good to a person is what? Is Avedas Hashem Yisborach V'Yir'osay V'Teir'osay. To serve Hashem, to fear Hashem, to keep His Torah. K'mesh Kosev, as it says, Kizek Kol Ha'odom. As Shlomo HaMelech ends his Sefer Keiles, Es Elokim Yirah, Es Mitzvosav Shemar, fear Hashem, keep His Mitzvos, Kizek Kol Ha'odom. And as part of Kiddush Hashem in the world, part of the main purpose of Hashem creating the world, everything for His glory and to His sanctification is what? Just listening to what He says, fearing Hashem, and doing what He says. Very simply put. V'dov Ezek Kvayit Hashem Yisbarach. Doing this, fearing Hashem, listening to the Torah, that brings kavod to Hashem. The king says something, the king demands something, and we listen. V'amevazim. Now he takes it a little further. V'amevazim l'tamad chacham v'yirasei. Someone who disgraces a tamad chacham, someone who's living up to the avodas Hashem, v'yirasei, or someone who has fear of Hashem, v'vatlam ayediyah azais, is negating this idea, umar mahepech managos, and is showing quite the opposite in what he feels is the prime reason a person was created. Uchi'ilu aimrim, as if he's saying, ki eina avay de'ikr. Someone who looks at people who fear Hashem, or people who are tamini chacham, say, hey, he's not such a great guy, you know, that's not, he hasn't made it in the world. He says, so then this person is saying, essentially, ki eina avay de'ikr, v'chi ha'kovid v'ha'hodar, who should get honor, who should be gloried, l'hatzlochas yenei olam hazeh. Someone who makes a lot of money, you should honor, him you should give kovid to. Someone who says that, is saying ein avayde ikir b'chisherish davin nilsim ibilti avaydes Hashem yisbarach, and you could find main purposes in the world even without serving Hashem. V'hei mechalam es hatayra, these people are mechalal tayra. Kal kein yovdim etecha kol, if they will be lost from the nation in olam haba v'yichlu b'fiyim, but just by their words and saying it they will be destroyed. Ki hem yovdim es Hashem ibili esek hatayra. Halei hadav yadu, it's known ki ein avaydim es kem es bilti adelam de hatayra. Someone who puts down those who serve Hashem properly is essentially saying that that's not such a great thing to do in the world, and therefore they are disgracing Hashem. And we'll finish off at the next paragraph. Va'achrei asher hisbar. We skip to the next paragraph. Va'achrei asher hisbar. After we have clarified, she'hakol bara Hashem hisbarach lichvoidai. Hashem has created everything for His honor. Chayiv ha'adam. Therefore, a person is obligated. Losim libay. To put his heart to it, b'chol eis, at every moment, l'chabed es Hashem, make sure to everything he does is lechaber es Hashem, to honor Hashem, ulekadshe b'chol devaro v'loreimamoy, to be mechaber Hashem, to be mekadesh Hashem, and to exalt Hashem. Lehoidais loy, to praise Hashem, ulevarech etav, and to constantly praise Hashem and thank Hashem. K'may shenema avorech es Hashem b'chol eis. Avdavid HaMelech says, I blessed Hashem at every moment. But he went around the whole day making brachas. But everything he did was with that purpose in mind. Everything David HaMelech did, every time he moved his eyes, every time he moved his hands, every time he said something, it was all for the purpose just to bring more covet, more glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on to say, even when a person is sitting around and talking with people, it should be that he should praise Hashem more. And he ends off, he's saying, he says, even just to talk about how it's good to serve Hashem, it's good to fear Hashem, even if a person himself is not holy there, but he should praise those who do serve Hashem. He should praise those who do fear Hashem. The Yizke Bezeh, a person will be Zocha with this, Behegin Libe, just thinking it. Umivtes Vasayim, or just saying it. Ooh, look at, you know, that person, look at him, he serves Hashem properly. He's such a God fearing person, he does Hashem's Torah, he keeps Hashem's mitzvot. Just by saying, it takes no effort. He didn't have to work, he didn't have to exert. He'll be zeichet to something tremendous, a big schus to get before Rosh Hashanah. Because this is the main purpose of the creation of man in the world. To what? To bring glory to Hashem's name. To bring kavod to Hashem's name. That in everything that he does, he has to make sure, does this bring kavod to Hashem's name, or chas v'shalom does the opposite. This really encapsulates all of the pshatim that we said in Es Hashem Hamarta Hayem v'Hashem Hamirchas. Hashem Hamarta is that we said this by Man Torah, this is what we did. We accepted to exalt Hashem, we accepted to make Hashem the king, we accepted to bring kavod to Hashem, and Hashem says, if you do that, you have this chus gadol al Hashemayim. Then I will make you exalted, then I will make you distinguished, I'll make you separate. This is what the parashi here is telling us, Hashem Hamarta v'Hashem Hamirchas. If we understand this, then we can understand why the Zachreinu L'chaim is in the first bracha. The question the Rishonim ask is, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu Elokei Avraham. What happened to Malchus? Every bracha, the Gemara says, Kol bracha Hashem v'Shem u'Malchus ain't a bracha. You need Hashem, you need Hashem Elokeinu, and you need Melech Olam. Every bracha needs a Melech Olam. To be a bracha, it needs Melech Olam. Where's the Melech Olam? Answer the Rishonim, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, that's Malchus. Why? Compared to a story the Medrash brings that Shimon ben Shattach once bought from some Arab, he bought a donkey. He brought it home and the Talmidim found a diamond. They found a diamond, Evan Tova, they found hanging on the donkey's neck. So they said, Rebbe, Birchas Hashem Itash, look at that, Hashem sent you riches, Hashem sent you this diamond. Shimon ben Shattach says, no, I bought a donkey, I didn't buy a diamond. Let's go return it. He returned it, and the Yishmaeli said, V'kor alav Yishmaeli, Baruch Hashem alakei Shimon ben Shattach. In other words, by doing that, what did Shimon ben Shattach do? He created this Yishmael, didn't know anything about Hashem, didn't learn any subjects about Hashem, but by seeing someone who represents Hashem doing that, right then he said, Baruch Hashem alakei Shimon ben Shattach. So that itself is Malchus. That is showing Hashem's sovereignty of the world. That itself is showing Hashem as the Melech over the world, and we obey everything that He says. So when we say Baruch Hashem Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu, Lekei Avram is the way. When everyone saw Avram, what did they see? They saw Hashem. Lekei Yitzchak, everything Yitzchak did, he brought out Elokei. He brought out Hashem. So that was the Malchus. So when we say Zochreinu L'chaim, we have to understand what we mean by that. Zochreinu L'chaim, Hashem remember us for life. Melech Chavetz Chaim, because you want people to live. V'chosveinu b'sefer HaChaim, and write us, inscribe us in the book of life, L'man Cha Elokim Chaim. Because the main stress is on the end of that phrase. L'man Cha Elokim Chaim, because we want to do it all, why? For your purpose. Because we want to live to bring glory to your name. As Avram did, as Yitzchok did, as Yaakov did. Just like they could end up as a Lekei Avram Lekizah, because everything that Avram did, he brought glory to Hashem's name. A person could see Avram, and whatever he did, he would praise Hashem. So too, we say, L'man chalekim chayim, we want life in order that we should be able to live to bring glory to Hashem's name. If we mean it when we say Zorchenu L'chaim, because we want to live to bring glory to your name, Hashem, because we said as Hashem Amarta Yem, Hashem Amircha Yem, because we want this reciprocal relationship, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed will grant a person life. He'll be Zochet to be Chasveinu B'Sefer HaChaim.